If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, this is Craig here up in the Space Bunker. The following podcast is not real. It's just a random collection of atmospheric static that your mind just happens to occasionally interpret as human speech. The brain's a funny thing. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. Basically, all you need to know is about 2 years and 3 months or so ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, this land is being taken over by the Dark Lord, and he's forcing me and my co-captives to record a podcast here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-captive and co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger, but you've talked your way into being one of the guards here at the prison town.
Yeah, I use a little dark magic, and I'm a guard now. Sorry I had to give you a shot during your intro. You said, unfortunately, about the Dark Lord. I am in his employ right now, so I can't have you saying that openly. And then also you called me a badger again instead of the shapeshifter, so that's another shot. So I think you're up to 8
I've
shots?
Got a lot of shots.
8 or 9 shots.
I think that's 7.
7, okay. All right.
I'm not great at math, so I'll just have to take your
true,
word for
yeah.
it.
All right.
And I'm also joined, as always, by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak.
Fiangyalak.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hooksangis, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuenius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. Names that if you were to see them writ upon a piece of paper, that paper would catch a flame, and those flames would rise into the heavens, seed the very clouds, and rain down fire upon all of the men and women and children of this land who have evil in their hearts.
Oh, so that's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so if you say that one, it's like it's just going to hurt people with evil in their hearts.
Yeah, I should probably say that one sometime.
Did people...
What was it?
Can't remember that name.
Nah, I can't remember
it would be
that
so
one.
Useful.
I know.
Although, when you say people have evil in their hearts,
yes.
Does that make them an evil person, or do they just have some evil in their heart?
Ooh, that's a good question. I probably made myself forget it with a spell, so I wouldn't say it and hurt people who... everyone has a little evil in them. Potential for evil, so I don't want to, you know... I don't want to murder a bunch of people.
Sure, exactly. And also, maybe you go to the doctor and they're like, we've got some bad news. We found some evil in your heart.
Oh.
And it's spreading.
Well, you know, I found these herbs can really help with you if you, were,
right.
if you
really
want to.
You've
herbs
really come
now.
180 on those
but
herbs.
If you want to,
you're a real herb head now.
If you'd like to start selling herbs too, you can give me 20 gold pieces. And
I can't
can set
keep
you
all those herbs in my garage.
Okay.
They're just going to stack up.
Yeah. Well, if I don't start recruiting people, I'm going to start
All right,
using
all right.
Money.
Herb your enthusiasm. Arnie, I want to let you know. I want to be fair because I'm with you guys.
I know.
Listen,
I know you're on our team.
I became a guard so I can like sneak us shit and like do all kinds of cool stuff. You know?
Yeah. Oh, what did you sneak us?
Nothing, but I can. It's an option.
Sneak us some shit, man.
I will, but listen, I can undo a shot, okay?
Okay.
If we make this a real quick, if I spring upon you a real quick Arnie Answers segment.
Oh, really? I love this segment.
Is this part of the guard's bylaws? I feel like you're just using this to your advantage.
It's what I've been told. Listen, I don't make the rules. I follow them and enforce them.
I'll do an Arnie Answers
segment. So on Twitter, you, Sonora, and I saw this on Twitter, and we want to know, what's a Chris Gaines?
What's a Chris Gaines?
Yeah.
It's a musician on Earth.
Sounds good.
A rock musician who's awesome, but also has a secret fictional character that he plays called Garth Brooks.
Hmm.
Wow.
I'd be more interested in it if it was a younger woman and she wore a wig.
Yeah, I'd be
interested.
That's
your answer
too.
To everything.
That's true.
So, Chun, so we don't talk about this a lot, but you are pretending you are a guard.
Yes.
So that you can help us defeat the... I know...
You have a friend in high places, all
right? Yeah. So we have to speak in code words now.
Oh, very true.
We're trying to defeat
the book club.
Right.
Yes, so if you have any ideas about how we can defeat the book club, you should email those to puppies.supplies@magictavern.com.
It's magictavern@puppies.supplies.
What is it?
I don't know what happens.
Wait,
if you go
what's the email?
It's magictavern@puppies.supplies.
I've been telling everyone it's puppies.supplies@magictavern.com.
I don't know who you are, puppies.supplies@magictavern.com, but I'm sorry you're getting all of our emails.
You can also reach me by taking a single pin, pricking your finger, bleeding into a bowl full of water. And when that water becomes cloudy with the blood of your own finger, speak my name into it. Cry a single tear into it, and I shall appear before thee. Or reach me on Twitter, @UsadorTheBlue.
Usador, if I accidentally cry more than one tear into the bowl, what happens?
Oh, if you cry a second tear, do you know what appears then?
No.
A river?
8 shooting stars that all land in your bed and burn your bed up.
Damn.
All in my bed.
That's right.
How can he sleep when the beds are burning?
That's right.
I'm not going to communicate with you that way. I'm going to go the Twitter route.
Well, just turn your head if you have a second tier there.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Just don't make sure it doesn't land in the bowl. You're fine.
So, guys, in my effort to defeat the book club,
right,
I've still been reading this book about glyphs because, as we remember, Baron Rangoon, who is one of our captors, has tattoos of runes and glyphs all over his body, secrets about the book club. So,
Oh, yeah, that's a thread we dropped.
Well, we didn't drop it. Just because I didn't talk about it every week doesn't mean that I'm not.
If you feel like we dropped that thread, go ahead and email us at puppies.supplies@magictavern.com.
Exactly, with the tagline, drop that thread. So, I've been trying to remember what the tattoos look like that we saw on the Baron's body. And so, and kind of cross-referencing those with the glyphs in this book I'm reading, do these look, I sort of drew these out from best of my memory, do these look like the tattoos?
Somewhat, if I squint, maybe.
That one looks like a puppy to me.
It sort of does look like a puppy, but you know what?
And
that's
that one
a
looks
glyph.
Like supplies.
Oh, wait a second. Are the glyphs on the Baron's body just this other email address?
Maybe. It's possible.
All right. I'm gonna have to cross-reference this with his tattoos. I'm going to figure out how to get him to take his shirt off.
Oh.
Nice.
John, do the guards ever get together with a baron and just all take your shirts off?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you should make notes of all the glyphs and runes that you see there.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, the book club isn't the only club in town, all right? All the guards meet up every day between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., and we have a club where we eat eggs and toast and bacon, and we take off our shirts.
That's a beefy breakfast club.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. Well, next time, take some notes on the glyphs. Don't bother with the runes. I don't have a book on runes.
Okay,
take some notes on the glyphs on the Baron's tattoo.
I'd like to know what the runes are.
All right, okay. But, guys, because I'm spending so much time with the guards, don't you forget about me.
Yeah. Guys, I feel so bad. We have been ignoring our guest. I'm really excited.
That's a shot for ignoring the guest.
Oh, sorry.
You're up
taking shots. Yes.
I'm so excited. Our guest is, he's, I don't really know what you
what
are.
What up?
I don't really know what you are. You're half human.
Half amazing, am I right?
Half human, half amazing.
Oh, man. Solid description, Arnie.
And you're, are you the Brotar? Did I say that right?
Well, I mean, I'm a tar of some sorts.
Yeah.
So my mom, just a lady.
Yeah.
I don't know what my dad was.
You don't know what your dad was.
But down here, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Yeah. Also down there, you're an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But
yes, the bottom of half of you is definitely a well-endowed animal.
Yeah, I'd say by your junk hanging out, that might be a bear bottom.
You think my dad was a bear?
Possibly. I'm just saying.
That's impossible.
Could be. Could be a bear.
Because
could
your
be a
genitals
bottom,
are
could
open
be both.
To the, yeah.
Right. But I know he got with my mom at least once, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he was
yeah.
into.
That's science.
Makes sense. That's why I'm here. So listen, hi everyone.
Hi.
I'm here. I've been dominating Foon for like 22 years now.
Wow.
Just calling the shots, letting it be known.
Yeah.
Here I am. My name.
Oh yeah, what's your name?
My full name is Brotus Tarver.
Brotus Tarver. Great name.
But they call me the Brotar.
Amazing.
Meh, 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 meh.
Yes. I don't know
why.
It's
yeah, it's very
that.
Fun to
yeah.
say.
Do you know that bird?
No, what bird?
The bird that goes, meh, 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 meh.
Oh, man.
I love that bird.
Yeah.
There's also a few dogs that do that, mainly pit bulls.
So when I was a little Brotar, those birds, I don't know what their names are.
They're skull fiends.
Skull fiends?
Yes.
Skull fiends.
I'm a great friend of the birds.
Are you?
I love birds.
Oh, Dorfsky. You're the best.
Dorfsky!
The undetermined tars know me as Dorfsky.
Dorfsky, huh? I'm going to start knowing
everyone
you as Dorfsky.
Everyone knows you as Dorfsky.
Oh, Dorfsky.
Are you something else now?
Oh, I have many names. Many names all over the line.
But always Dorfsky.
It's one of the, yes, one of the many, yes.
We put the cups on the table, and we throw the,
Oh, the tiny little white balls, yes.
Mm.
Right into the cups, and then I just suck down that ale.
Oh, and the cups are, they're drenched in blood beforehand, right? They're red cups, usually?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Oh, wow. Bloody red cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know it's a fun party when the red cups are out.
Yeah, when I was a little kid and playing foosball,
yeah.
Dominating, obviously, my mom, you know, she tried to get me a cup, but nothing would fit down here for this guy, you know what I'm saying? Nothing yes, would fit.
Yeah, a cup yeah. will work, try a bowl.
She sounds right? like a lovely lady.
She was a great mom. She is a great mom. Yeah. Don't talk bad about her.
Oh, I won't.
That's a shot. No. Usador, that's a shot.
We're taking shots!
Shot.
Oh, that bird. Oh, I used to kill those birds like crazy. That's what it was. Those skull dingers, is that what you called them?
Skull fiends.
Well.
Now they're skull dingers.
Now
shot.
Skull dingers.
Now.
I sometimes take shots also.
Yeah, yeah, let's take some shots.
I take different shots to enhance my physique.
Oh.
Ooh.
Brotus. Yeah. What are we?
I have a number of natural remedies and herbs that might help supplement your body.
Yeah, these two dickweeds tried to sell me some stuff to take some shots to enhance myself.
Wait, dickweeds or milkweeds?
Were their names Fig and Maple or were they Hog and Frapple?
I couldn't remember.
So similar.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how you would be able to remember their names.
That's a good question.
But I can't remember them.
I'm frankly amazed that Arnold remembered those names.
It's true.
You're not frankly.
No.
You're Dorfsky.
I'm Dorfsky.
Oh, man, we used to kill those skull fuckers.
Brotus is so good at names. That's my favorite thing about
it. Thanks.
But Brotus, you talk about these shots.
Bro, call me Brotar.
Okay, Brotar.
Thanks.
Brotar, you do have quite like, we've been focusing on your animal bottom half, but your human top half is, your physique is quite impressive.
Yeah, I'm jacked.
You are jacked.
I'm jacked. I lift logs.
Uh-huh.
I lift cages.
Uh-huh.
I lift, then my friend Nick and cages. You know, I lift.
Oh, yeah. Good to know. I was going to say, because my next question was, do you even lift?
Do I even lift? You talk like that again, you'll be gone in 60 seconds. Yeah, I'm jacked, and down here, you're like, yeah, why do you have four legs? I do. But you know what? I gotta keep myself toned, so sure, I shave all of my legs. That's weird. That's normal for a tar. I'd like to think so.
I think that's why it's difficult to tell exactly what animal it is, because the whole thing is shaved.
But it makes his legs look bigger.
That's true.
So big.
That's true.
That's true.
Ma, 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 ma.
Bwah, bwah.
So Brotar, that's true. We haven't been painting as accurate a picture as we could. Mm-hmm. You have a very jacked human top half.
Yep.
And then the bottom half of you is an animal, possibly a bear, shaved.
Maybe a sloth.
But it's also like most of an animal. It's not like, it's four legs. It's four animal legs.
Yeah, it's sort of like you're a torso from the waist up, but below the waist, it's just like a waist coming out of the neck of an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to call it party on the top, animal on the bottom.
Yeah,
that
I will
seems
say that,
accurate.
I will say, based on the top half, in terms of like the way he's built and his name, Brovius, I feel like he comes from the Ville of Wrigley. I feel like there's a little bit of... Have we told you about the Ville of Wrigley?
No, what's in the Ville of Wrigley?
Just a lot of Broviuses.
A lot of Broviuses.
Who's this Brovius you speak of?
Wait, what was your first name?
Brotus, a.k.a. the Brotar.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right? Thank you very little.
Now, if you stand on your hind animal legs...
You want me to get up?
I bet you're 15 or 17 feet tall.
Dude, I'm just fucking huge. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course. Yes, absolutely.
Can I fucking say that?
You're doing it right now.
Now, I want to point something out.
Wait, is it this giant thing in between my four legs?
Well, I don't need to point that out because it's pointing at everyone at the table.
And also, you're like lounging in such a weird way. Like, all four of your possibly bare legs are just splayed out so that we can see what you got going on down there.
Yes. Your phallus is sort of like a compass that's constantly in motion.
Yeah, it's like, is there a magnet here? It's messing up this compass.
There must be a magnet on top of the building because... Everything's pointing north, I like to think.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Put that away.
Right. Well, you know, I had to get big.
Yeah.
I had to get big. I was partying so much.
Yeah.
I had to get out there after my education.
Yeah.
And there was nothing for me to do out in this world.
Sure. Oh. Did you try other things?
Sure, I tried things.
Like what? Did you ever go as a teen? Did you go to Crete? Were you one of the Crete teens?
Was I a Crete teen?
Well,
I was a Crete teen. I was also a pro teen.
Oh,
you were a pro as a teen?
Yeah.
Wow. That's so young to be a pro. That's awesome. It's very impressive.
But when I got in the real world,
yeah,
it wasn't good for me. And I didn't do as much dominating as possible. And I realized if I wanted to move forward in this world, I just got to be the biggest motherfucker on Foon.
Yeah.
Well, I have bad news for you.
Oh, no. Is there a bigger motherfucker on Foon?
Dorsky. Dorsky.
Dorsky.
Dorsky. Dorsky.
Brotus Tarver.
It's Brotar, and you know that.
I like to call people by their full names.
Broski.
As a form of respect.
Obviously.
But I need only cast a simple spell of Groweth Maximus, and I can...
Oh, no. He's growing!
18 feet tall!
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to... hold on.
Oh, whoa!
I'm doing squats.
He's doing squats. He's exercising and growing in front of us.
He's incrementally growing.
He's exercising as fast as my spell makes me grow.
I'm going.
All right, fine.
Where are those weeds at? I need something to get me bigger.
Smallest minimus. There. I'm back to my normal size. You have shown me that even with my amazing magic spells, I am not as big as you.
Don't ever do that again.
You have my word.
Let's shake on it.
Very good.
Oh, I only shake with one of my four legs.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's not a leg. Hey, guys, let's take a quick break. Let's refresh our drinks. I think we all need one. And I'm so excited to learn more about the Brotar.
Let's get a round over here on me.
Oh, thank you.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Brotar.
You're welcome. Didn't even say thank you for those drinks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
After you thank finished you. Them.
Thank you for those drinks.
He didn't say thank you, did he? Well, Arnie, let me do you a favor, and I'm going to get you a shot.
That's oh, no.
Another shot.
What am
you're
I at?
I think you're in nine.
Oh, so I'm very close to being in the hole.
Shots. I don't think my shrinking spells stopped working.
Shots.
Isidore, you're shrinking.
I don't think my shrinking spell stopped working.
Oh, no.
No, dude, it's me. I got fucking huge while you guys were drinking.
Oh, that's right. He's just huge.
I got huger.
Oh. I'm probably fine. Don't worry about it.
Brotar, is it possible, though? Do you ever worry about getting too huge?
Not
is it possible.
Possible
to be too much the biggest motherfucker in food?
I'm going to stop you, Arnie. Not possible.
Not possible.
Because basically...
Don't be stupid, Arnie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that about me, and I was like, I'm going to have to beat the living shit out of you.
Are you kidding, man? I'd never say that.
Look how little you are.
You're just huge.
Dorsky, you're so cute now.
I'm the normal size. You're just huge.
More like Dorsky.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. But Brotar, has anyone in Foon ever died of getting too huge? Oh, no. They seem to...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Brotar.
Don't make him
those
cry.
Those are the biggest tears I've ever seen.
Oh, he is losing it.
Oh, no.
You talking about Barry?
Barry.
Oh, don't talk about Barry.
Oh, don't talk about Barry?
Beartar, rest in peace!
Oh, Beartar. Mm-hmm. Was Barry also half animal, half human?
He was bear on top and bear on the bottom. Half bear and half bear.
Oh, but in the same weird way where it was like a bear top coming out of a
like
neck.
Like a bear from the waist up and then like a bear neck from the waist down.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
It was very weird.
Well, that's why it didn't all work.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get it.
Oh, man.
Brotar. Brotar, listen to me.
Go on.
We accept you.
Dorfsky, you're so small.
We love you. We accept you. We know you're huge. And we all miss Barry, but...
He could have been so huge. Yeah.
He was huge.
He was like two bears combined. He was like a Frankenberry.
He used to lift Dingles all the time.
Oh, Dingles. Dingleberry.
That's all I got.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Does anyone want a cashew? They're as big as my arm.
I'll take a cashew.
Oh, there you go.
That's Usador.
That's who?
And we're getting nuts.
I found a cashew.
I'm receiving a cashew.
That's it. So, Brotar, how did you become a champion?
I'm the champion of Foon for 22 years.
Did you have to defeat someone to become the champion?
Yeah, I fucking fucked everybody up.
Whoa.
Oh.
Except for Barry. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
We love you, Bear.
You defeated Stormicus?
Stormicus. You guys weren't around for the battle of Brotar versus Stormicus?
I didn't have...
Stormicus on one side. Uh-huh. Brotar on the other. We literally ran 10,000 miles.
Whoa!
That's an amazing story.
Into each other.
Foon is bigger than I thought.
Wow.
Into each other.
What happened when you reached
Well, I mean, we...
Oh, there's a lot of...
We passed each other a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. I might have heard about this fight. I think that's how...
Well, this is
it
the
was
one...
discovered that Foon isn't flat, was by, like, you guys just circling around so many times.
Did you ever fight the biggest guy I've ever seen? Have you, Arnie, have I told you about Lesnar? This guy was always wearing a frock. We call him Frock Lesnar.
No, I
haven't. You never heard about him?
No.
That guy's big. Did you ever fight him?
No, I have fought Lestar, though, who was half man.
Half Lester?
Half a lesser man?
I also, you know, I think now that I'm thinking about it, I did hear about you had a fight. It was Brotar versus Mecha Brotar. Someone.
I remember this. There was a giant metal version of you, an automaton that looked exactly like you, and you had to defeat it.
Now, this automaton.
Yes.
That is not the man who checks my eyes every week?
No. Not your optometrist.
But I did hear about the time you fought your optometrist.
Can you imagine getting your eyes checked by an optometrist?
Everyone shut up. Tell us about the time you fought your optometrist.
Did he make you read sentences on the far wall?
I assume it was an easy fight. He's just an optometrist.
Yes.
Did he, like, punch you in the face and go, one, and then punch you in the gut and go, two, and then be like, one or two, and you had to choose which one he kept punching you in?
And he kept on saying, as I would punch him, E! And but it would get quieter and quieter.
Another win for Brotar, though.
Yeah.
Yes, I am the champion. There was one time where I got into a vessel that would transport me around Foon.
Ooh.
And this other man, Vin, got in another vessel that would transport us around Foon.
Oh, yes.
And we raced.
In magical wagons.
Yes.
Wow. Wonderful.
Were you both upset? Were you like, furious?
They were perturbed. I don't know if I'd call them furious.
Well,
were you furious?
No, but because both of us were, animals on the bottom, we were furious.
Furious.
We got there.
Some of our fan art drawing listeners are like, ooh, I just got an in on exactly what I want to draw.
I feel like most fans might think this is ludicrous. Well, let me ask you something. So you and Vin race against each other once. Was there more times you race each other? Did you meet up again?
We had many a battles.
Okay.
There was one
like
time.
Like three, four?
Oh, three, four, five, six, seven. Fate was valuable.
It sounds like fate if you keep meeting up that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Bros, it's about family.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything from my dominating and championing the world of Foon, it's about family.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is about family.
And you guys are my family.
That's cool. We're your family?
Yeah.
Family is the most important.
Well, maybe. Because I don't have a dad anymore.
Oh.
And Dorsky can now essentially be my little infant baby.
Dorsky is baby-sized.
What do you need? What are you talking about? I'm fine.
Oh, Brotar, would you do me a favor? Would you pick up tiny Dorsky and just rock him in your giant human muscle arms like a baby?
I'll go grab him.
Oh, thank you.
Aw, the rock.
Be gentle.
Dorsky.
Be gentle.
In the ring.
Oh, aww. I'm going to go.
Oh, Dorsky.
Dorsky, just little baby Dorsky.
Oh, don't sneeze. No. Don't sneeze.
Oh, no.
Don't sneeze.
Oh.
Psych! Meh, 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 meh!
Meh, 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 meh.
Wait, baby Dorsky likes it. I really didn't think that was going to go well with the baby.
You know, I never had a dad.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be good at this. Dorsky? Can I raise you to be the next me?
Yeah. You have to do it by next week, though.
Aww. He'll always be your dad.
He'll always
even
be
if you don't
dad.
See him very often.
Yeah, and you know, maybe it's not about getting as big as possible to be a good dad. Or a son, but it's actually about being as little as possible.
Then you have learned your lesson.
Oh, fuck.
No, Dorsky.
Yes, I've done it again.
You fucking taught us a lesson.
I've done it again.
Total.
By bringing my wisdom and my great sagely, wizardly ways here unto Foon.
Best prankster in town, boys!
Dorsky!
Oh, man, you've got me good!
So, Brotar, it's been a real delight to meet you.
Damn right it has.
And you know what? I know you seem a little bit sad about your bear father. I know you
allegedly.
Seem, allegedly.
Allegedly.
But you know what? He's an animal. Maybe he doesn't understand. Maybe that bear just had to go off and shit in the woods or something.
That's probably what happened.
Could be a hairy rhinoceros.
Chunt, have you gotten any emails this week?
Yeah, I got an email here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This is from Andreas Larson.
San Andreas.
It's not anyone's fault that happened. Hello from the magical frozen land of Sweden.
Sweden.
I hope you are all faring reasonably well during the trying times in Foon. Fear not, for I have a masterful and cunning plan. You, Chun, shall have magical shape-changing intercourse with Usidor. For then you shall be a wizard and have his awesome powers. Dr. Larson from Stockholm.
Yeah.
That sounds like a syndrome.
Yeah. You know, we have gotten a surprising number of emails suggesting that, Chunt, that you should have sex with Usidor and get his powers. How would that work? I know you're a shapeshifter. When you have sex
with
something.
Well, when two people enjoy each other's companies and they...
Bro, I say do it. I say do it. You know, like, just get a bunch of beers in you and just have the time of your life. And you're like, I don't know what you are, but you all just, we'll just do it.
I like Chunt, but not in that way.
Yeah,
we're friends.
Yeah, I think that would cross a line that there's no coming back from.
Well, obviously, you know, I don't want you to use your powers to have sex with someone you don't want to have sex with. But I'm just curious, like, logistically, do you get, like, the magical powers of a thing that you have sex with?
Why are you so often confused by the logistics of Styx?
Of Styx?
Of sex.
Styx was one of my favorite bands.
Sorry. I think my tongue is still growing in my mouth.
Oh, wait, so how does that work again? Here's another email. Okay, so ages ago, you addressed the issue of girls' night, which is wonderful. But what about non-binary people? What kind of night do we have? We can't have boys' night, and we can't have girls' night. What do? Thank you, Kai, they, them pronouns. What do, guys?
We should all have a night together.
Being night.
Yeah.
Being night.
Well, you know, we used to say boys' night all the time and then boys' year, and we feel like we really just fucked up this boys' year. And so we're trying to come up with a new catchphrase, like something fun to yell that's just like a good thing when you're getting together with your buddies.
Oh. I probably have the greatest thing to yell.
Oh, right. I believe it.
I feel like that includes everyone, right?
Yeah.
That's very inclusive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the best part is, easy to tweet.
Everyone.
Just tweet that.
Just scream like a skull fin.
How do you spell that? How do you spell ba-ba-ba-ba?
Bwah. B-W-A-H.
Okay.
Bwah. B-W-A-H. Bwah. B-W-E-E-E-E-E-N-H.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty good phonetic spelling.
Yeah.
Well done, Chunt.
I've got to say, it's a very good contender to replace Boys Night. But I also encourage our listeners to email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies for just things we should try out to just yell and see what sticks.
I like bwah, but I have one other suggestion.
Yeah?
Dad! How about that one?
I like Dad.
Where are you?
Oh no.
Oh, I don't think that's...
Is that good? Because I used to yell that a lot as a kid.
Yeah. It's maybe not as festive as we're looking for. Oh,
guys, we should try it at least.
Dad! Where are you?
I mean, it's cathartic. There's no question.
There's
Arnie, look.
Yeah.
One of Lemish's cats went back in its cradle and has a little silver spoon.
Oh.
I was going to suggest... From our more popular podcast, Get Nuts. Mm. Let's get nuts.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arnie?
I like it. I mean, it's no Dad, where are you at?
That's true.
Well, they're all contenders.
They're all contenders. Eventually, we'll have an online poll, and whatever people like best will be the new thing.
Nobody's a contender to me, though, champion.
You are the champion of all time.
Thank you.
I don't know if this is too personal a question.
You can ask me anything.
Have you ever thought about procreating or concreating?
Don't ever ask me that.
Okay. Fair.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'll make it quick, but I thought about having a kid. And then Dorsky pranked me so good!
I got you good.
That's
and then I'm like, never again. I'm never having a kid. No way.
Oh. Blam, 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 blam.
Oh, man. So much better than nuts in your mouth.
I'll tell you how I know that wasn't real. Brotar spent 30 minutes with these three guys, and nobody got pantsed. Although I guess only Arnie really wears pants. Ugh, these post-show insults are harder than they look. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter Badger Guard was played by Al Rafai. Brotus Tarver, the half-man, half-bear probably creature, was played by professional wrestler Colt Cabana. He's on Twitter and Instagram at Colt Cabana. His award-winning documentary series, The Wrestling Road Diaries, along with his podcast, The Art of Wrestling, and upcoming appearances and matches can all be found at ColtCabana.com. Also, he's just a really nice guy who showed up to the recording studio with a pizza for everyone to share. Oh, damn it, I'm being nice again. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and of course, thanks to Earwolf. Since the boss is still busy this week, I thought I might read some email here that I intercepted that looks like it might be addressed to me. Let's see, this one's from Amy. Hi, Arnie, Shunt, Usador, and any guests. Oh, this is not for you. Oh, I just didn't have any other email to reach Craig at. I'm pretty sure you don't know who I'm talking about, but you needn't worry yourself with it. So, Craig, you ended up on the space station because you were restocking the vending machines. That's right. But that was a while ago, and to my knowledge, there have been no other people showing up to restock the machines. I would like an update on the status of the machines. Are they empty, ridiculously large, and still full? This is a very pressing matter. Please respond quickly. Thanks. Thanks, Amy. Yeah, actually, they're fine. They're pretty full. I just got a tab there a couple minutes ago. That's weird. Huh. Oh, well. Let's see. This one here is from Gabriel. Hey, guys, I love what you do, but I gotta say, Craigcast is my new favorite podcast. See, that's what I'm talking about. Craig, I know you can hear this. You should definitely continue that. Maybe even interject and talk over Chun and Arnie. I was thinking I could do sort of an annotated version of the show, like a Craig-only version where I come on and I'm like, here's what I think Trump should have said. I think that'd be pretty great. This one's from Roma. I want more Craig. Okay. This one is from Megan. This is for Craig to intercept. Did you ever find Robot Arnie? Yeah, he was just hiding in the storage crates. Don't worry about him. And finally, this one from Casey. Hello to the Magic Tavern and all its patrons. It's the first time catching up on your back catalog. Skimming here. Okay, Casey seems to be worried about Trisha 8050 killing me because she killed Lucy. I don't know much about that, but don't worry, Casey. We took care of Trisha. Although, whenever I try to remember how, I just get this weird black oil oozing out of my ear. Ah, that is gross. Oh, well. I'm sure it's nothing. Anyway, thanks guys for writing in, and join us next week for more Craigcast. And I guess hello from the Magic Den.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.